This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The most senior job on the organizational chart at Toyota, short of CEO or chairman of the board, is executive vice president. Until today, no non-Japanese person had ever risen that high. Frenchman Didier Leroy now has that title, and it speaks directly, this hire does, to how well Toyota and Japan Inc. writ large is adapting to an increasingly global market. Marketplace's Scott Tong has spent some time reporting from Japan for us, so we put him on this story.
If you go to Tokyo and listen closely, you'll hear a faint gnashing of teeth about Galapagos syndrome, how Japanese products and organizations evolve only for the home island. Their cell phones don't work overseas. They still fax. Serious. You could say Toyota is global based on revenue or stock ownership, but economist Arthur Alexander, visiting professor at Georgetown, says not the company culture.
The upper management has been very traditional in how they look at employment and management.
They have to adapt or risk irrelevance. Remember Sharp, NEC?
They can see what's happening around them to these post-war Japanese dynamic companies falling on hard times.
One of Toyota's wake-up calls was a quality crisis where cars suddenly accelerated. The company blamed bad drivers and floor mats. A PR disaster blew up. Independent analyst Alan Baum faults an insular culture of hierarchy.
Because the decision-making process was still restricted to a smaller group of people in Japan, it simply took a while to get up the chain, and they weren't able to act as quickly as they would like.
He sees today's announcement of a non-Japanese executive as part of Toyota's effort to decentralize decision-making and adapt to a fast-changing world car market. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.